Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of my best friends in the world. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. That book came out before Obamacare went into force, and what a prophecy that book was. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for all you do to keep your listeners so well informed about what really is happening in the world.
We do it with help from folks like you. And folks, Grace Marie is the preeminent expert on public policy for healthcare on the planet. Grace Marie, the House Republicans have put something together under Speaker Ryan's leadership called A Better Way, and they've created a task force on poverty, opportunity, and upward mobility. That's what they're calling it. Now, before we talk about what's in that, I want you to tell us why they feel like this is necessary.
That's really a good question. You know, people, Obamacare is no more popular today. In fact, it's less popular today than the day it was enacted in 2010. And Republicans have been beating up on Obamacare ever since, as well they should. And, you know, people can find out all the reasons why on our website, ObamacareWatch.org, to see why this law was so harmful. But that's not enough. People know there are problems in our health sector. Small businesses have been saying for 20 years that health costs and the lack of choices have been a huge problem for their businesses. So Republicans knew we have to come up with a better plan. Well, there have been several dozen really good plans by members and by organizations and by think tanks, but they needed to really have a unified plan. So when Speaker Ryan took over after John Boehner...
Can I stick something in here quickly?
Yeah.
In my family... It's just my wife and me. Our health care costs, since Obamacare, 100% because of Obamacare, our health care costs, direct costs for premiums, have doubled. Our coverage has diminished, and in terms of the availability of care, in terms of the deductibility and what it costs us out of pocket, all that's doubled, or the expenses have doubled, and the product has weakened. Now that's been the impact on this small business owner, and I am legion, Grace Marie.
You are. Tens of millions of people, Jim, have had the same experience. This law has made things worse.
This isn't a partisan. I wanted to say this, Grace Marie, because this, folks, this isn't some partisan complaint. This isn't, well, they have a plan, we got to have another one. This is a dangerous, expensive, ill-conceived trip that we've been on with Obamacare. I want the record to show that Grace Marie and I warned everyone on this show. Grace Marie came on the show, and she warned everyone that this would not work, that this would be a failure. She did this in 08, 09, or 09 and 10, when this law was being built and when it was being signed. In those days and every year since, she has been the one to say, this won't work, and she was right.
And it's really tragic because there are programs that had been started that really work? Health savings account, the Medicare prescription drug benefit, Medicare Advantage, things that give consumers choice, that give the market an opportunity to really compete.
That word, though, that word choice, is not something President Obama likes, is it?
No, they think they know
control.
Better than we do.
The other C word, control.
Need. Yes, that's right. It's not, it's not choice, it's control. They know better than we do what we need, and they don't care how much it costs. When they say, oh, well, the prices are going up, don't worry about that because people get subsidies. You get a subsidy,
I haven't got, I'm waiting on my subsidy.
No, yeah, right. Most people don't get a subsidy, and they
that's
are
right.
paying much higher prices. They're, the insurance companies are required to provide much more generous coverage.
Yep.
Than
that's the other
ever.
Thing. That's one of the reasons our prices went up. I now have coverage I can't anatomically use or chronologically use. Preposterous. Quick break. Right
yeah,
back. We're gonna get more into this task force and why it's needed, why it was even created after these messages. Galen.org. Don't forget that website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.